Ready for this?
Fly ball.
This?
Deep right.
And this?
Third deck. Holy smokes.
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Matt Pauley.
Brewers get the 5-3 win over the Padres pitching matchup. Brandon Woodruff going for the crew. Blake Snell on the mound for the Padres. The Padres would actually collect a couple hits in the top of the first inning. That arguably was their best inning against Woodruff. He was able to get out of it, stranding the two runners. Brewers would strike first. It would come in the bottom of the second inning. With two outs, Willy Adames forces a walk. That brings up Manny Pena.
And the pitch. Manny sends one in the left center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Manny Pena. He just hit one out of here in deepest left center and way out of here.
Your hitters give you a lead. It's always important to put up a zero in that next half inning, and that is exactly what Woodruff does. Strikes out Blake Snell, strikes out Jerickson, gets Jerickson Profar to fly out, and that brings up Tommy Pham.
Two outs and nobody on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew 97 right past Tommy Pham for his third strikeout of the night.
Brewers add to their lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. It all starts with Avisail Garcia.
2-1 pitch, and Garcia rips this one. A high drive, deep left, bye-bye baseball. My goodness, did Avi Garcia get into that one.
Yeah, he did. That thing traveled. It traveled very, very far as it ends up going 456 feet as Garcia gets the leadoff home run there in the fourth. The inning certainly not over. Next hitter, Keston Hira.
3-1 to Hira, and Keston drives this one into center field. That's going to get down and three-hop the glove of Profar. Hira with a big turn at first, puts the brakes on. He'll be content with a single, but welcome back, Keston Hira. That gets a standing ovation.
Yeah, really hard hit ball from Hira. That was good to see. A wild pitch would move him to second. Another walk to Willy Adames puts runners on at first and second. And then Manny Pena walks, so that ends up loading the bases. Luis Arias comes to the plate, has a pretty good at-bat, but he ends up popping out to Eric Hosmer in foul territory. And then Brandon Woodruff strikes out swinging, and you have this feeling of the Brewers not coming through with runners in scoring position. But Colton Wong had something to say about that.
And Wong, a ground ball into right field. It's a base hit. Hira will score. Adames around third. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. It's a two-run single for Colton Wong.
And that would end the day for Blake Snell. Pierce Johnson would come into the game. He would finish off the fourth, but the Brewers, with three runs in the fourth, they take a 5-0 lead. Another opportunity for Brandon Woodruff to put up a zero after his team puts up some runs. He absolutely does that in the top of the fifth inning, finishing the frame off against Brian O'Grady.
Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike him out. Inning over. Back-to-back strikeouts for Woodruff.
Miguel Diaz would come on to pitch the fifth inning for the Padres. He would put up a zero in the fifth and sixth. All the while, Brandon Woodruff was continuing to roll along. That pitch count did start to inch its way up as he got into the seventh inning. He got Fernando Tatis Jr. to fly out. Eric Hosmer struck out. And then with his 100th pitch of the day, he faces off against Will Myers.
The pitch to Myers, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. Seven shutout innings for Brandon Woodruff.
Yeah, so 5-0 score. Brad Boxberger would put up a zero there in the eighth inning. In the bottom of the eighth, new pitcher for the Padres, Austin Adams. He throws a scoreless frame. So we go to the ninth inning with the Brewers leading by a 5-0 score. New pitcher is Angel Perdomo. First batter he faces, Jerickson Profar. He ends up walking. Next hitter, Tommy Pham.
Swinging and a drive to left, just what I was talking about. And that one is gone and way gone for Tommy Pham.
Yeah, it was. So all of a sudden it is a 5-2 game. And then Jake Cronenworth is hit by a pitch. So the last thing that Craig Counsell probably wanted to do was use Josh Hader, but he's in a place where he needs to. Hader comes on, replacing a Perdomo. A pass ball by Manny Pena allows Cronenworth to move to second with Fernando Tatis Jr. at the plate, and this is what Tatis does.
Here he comes. Hey, struck him out, swinging. And there's one away.
Yeah, it's a big out with Tatis, the always dangerous Tatis there. Eric Hosmer, then, is the next hitter.
Here he comes again, swinging and a liner into the gap in left center, and it's going to get off the wall. Another run's going to score. Hosmer in the second base with a double. It's 5-3 now.
Will Myers then walks, and things are getting that much more interesting, but Austin Nola would pop out to Keston Hira for the second out, and that would bring up Ha-Seom Kim.
Swinging liner to the gap in left center, and it is going to be caught by Jackie Bradley Jr., and this one is over.
Brewers get the win 5-3 with the W. The Brewers get back above 500 at 24-23. The Padres, they drop to 30-18, winning totals for the crew. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They leave 5 for San Diego. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They also leave 5. Winning pitcher Brandon Woodruff, he is 3-2. Blake Snell takes the loss. He drops to 1-1. Josh Hader the save, his 11th of the year. Home runs, Manny Pena hitting his 4th of ECL. Yael Garcia hitting his 8th. Tommy Pham hits his 2nd of the year for the Padres. Game lasting 3 hours and 12 minutes, played in front of a crowd of 14,524 folks at American Family Field. Brewers get the win 5-3. When we return, we'll give you some scores from around baseball, and we'll preview game 2 of this series. That's next. This is Brewers Extra Innings.